So what do you feel about the Portic initiative? You've been here for 2 days and you talk to all the companies.
I mean, we have been talking to, as a representative for one of the largest ICT clusters in Europe, in the Öresund region, the cross-border region between Sweden and Denmark. We have been talking to Portic for quite a long time now about doing this event, and I must say that I am really impressed by the effort that Portic has made getting all these companies to meet us, and I also think that the strategy that Portic has is the right one, because instead of just looking to the market here in Portugal, they are very focused to go to other markets and find collaborations with other strong clusters in Europe. And I feel that that's the way for the companies, the ICT companies here in Porto, and the companies within the Portic initiative to I mean, that's the right way for them to do
it. A different strategy than you had in Öresund. You started by growing the community.
Of course, but we are lucky because we are in a region which is expanding, has been expanding very fast during the latest 10 years. We have been lucky with the very good collaboration between industry and academia, building up some of the large companies in the region. And of course, we before had a very solid base of telecom companies which were founded back in the 80s, like Ericsson, which is now Sony Ericsson, and so on. So there was a very good soil for us to develop from. So I mean, giving the environment and the circumstances that is here in Porto, I think that Portic is doing the right thing. I think it's they can actually speed up the process that it takes to build up a strong ICT sector by going international directly.
Okay. And how do you compare this initiative to others you've met in Europe? You had 10 meetings here, each one of you.
Yes.
And were they productive?
I would say they were very productive. And I mean, normally when we are on these types of journeys, meeting different types of ICT companies in around Europe, maybe you meet one company out of 10, 15 that you think, okay, they're excellent, they have something that we can collaborate around. But I mean, today I met about at least 4 companies amongst those 10 that I think have those skills. So I think that you significantly differs from a lot of other regions in Europe when it comes to the technical skills.
Do you have any explanation for that comparison? Is it because it's still an export market or something?
Of course, one explanation is that you have a very good technical university here, and another explanation is that, well, maybe you are somehow in the same situation that we were in our region 20 years ago, and we have a lot of companies who were quite old, working within the dockyard industries, for instance, and they had to shut down their business, and we decided to, well, let's try to do something else. And I think that you have somehow been in that position and been eager to turn towards new things instead of starting up new factories and so on. So and of course that's a big challenge for society and for politicians to have the courage to actually change the economy towards a more knowledge-based and experience-based economy instead of an economy based on producing things. So,
you've been the Öresund and the region and the cluster is now some 10 years old.
Yeah, we're 10 years old.
What do you feel is the time necessary to see things happen here in Portugal?
Normally, I would say that it actually takes 10 years for a cluster. At least for a class organization to start producing value for society. But on the other hand, the Portic initiative is going international immediately. So hopefully you can start producing results within maybe 2 or 3 years time span. And maybe with a bit of luck, you can even do things faster. But I mean, it's important to understand that these a lot of collaboration is built on trust, and it takes some time to build trust between people. Now we're in the lucky circumstances that we actually know some of the people that have founded Portic, and we have known them for several years. So it's very easy for us to have trust with them. And since we have trust with the guys in Portic, automatically the companies associated with Portic will have trust towards us. And when we go home now, we will of course tell all the companies in the Öresund region within our cluster that we have met some terrific guys from Porto, and that they should try to collaborate with them. Since they trust us, we will actually speed up the process in collaborating between companies, because that's the most important thing here from my point of view, that we start collaborations between the companies in the Öresund region and the companies in the ICT sector here in Porto, and use Portic as the gate to the companies in our region, and use our organization as the gate towards Portic. So we create that trust very fast. And I mean, I have already 2 or 3 very clear business opportunities that I see that I will bring home and actually try to find some partners in Sweden or Denmark. And I will certainly come back here in a couple of months, and hopefully bring back some agreements around collaboration and start developing things together, because I think there are some very great business opportunities both between companies here, but I have also seen some things from the FOIP University that are very interesting for us.
Okay. Okay. So one more thing. We're talking about ICT, information and communications technology, yeah. And there's a big focus on technology and engineering. Yeah. But nowadays we're hearing more and more about the necessity to work with other disciplines like design and other kinds of disciplines. What do you feel about it? And is the Öresund community or region, how does it faces that?
I am not an engineer by myself. I studied social science, but then I have been working with marketing and sales for all my time in industry. So I think it's very important to have some sort of holistic view on things, because if you focus too much on technology, you will actually forget about your customers and the value that you are supposed to create on the market. So for me, it's very important that you focus not only on technology, but also on how to commercialize technology if it's sellable, and also how to collaborate with other sectors in society, because it's actually in the cross fields between, for instance, ICT and the food industry, or ICT and the fashion industry, and so on, where we will see the really new innovations, where we will see the new companies grow, that will have success around the world. So, I mean, I know that you have some initiatives here in Porto around fashion industry, for instance. I think that that is very important, very exciting, and also important. Because the fashion industry is actually, even though it's fashion, they're quite old-fashioned when it comes to how to present things they are selling. So if we combine ICT, new media, the creative industries and the fashion industries, I think we can do a lot of things in order to improve that sector. And you also have
add value to a sector that may even be a traditional one. Or
And I mean, you also have a long tradition in the marine sector, with your fishing industry, and also a very lot of marine applications here in Porto. Why do you not combine marine research with ICT research, and maybe with the creative industries, to find some new things? And that's something that we have been working a lot with in the Ursun region for the last 4 or 5 years, trying to combine different sectors, life science with ICT, food with ICT, and hopefully we can help. We can help with that too. Maybe help you to do workshops or something. Try to combine the creative industry here with the creative industry in our region and the ICT industry, and maybe do things together with creative industries, the ICT sector, and the fashion industry here in Portugal, which is very strong. And together we could do some really amazing things, I'm sure.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.